Confirm the client's goals are under their control. Given goals that a client came in with or after helping a client to develop one or more financial goals, the next thing to do is to help clients refine these goals. The financial counselor may wait until rapport has been developed before working on clarifying goals with the client. Goal refinement is a process that deserves time because it helps set the direction and focus of all later counseling steps and ensures that the client is capable of and motivated to follow through on the action plan. The financial counselor starts with the principle that all effective goals are ones that are under the client's control, meaning that the client will own them rather than need someone else to do something to realize them. Effective goals are defined as objectives that are clearly defined, measurable, and achievable within a specified time frame. If a client is not clear on their goals or if they have consistently set goals that they are unable to meet, this can be a sign of ambivalence. By using interviewing techniques such as the miracle question and motivational interviewing, financial counselors can help clients identify goals that are in line with their money values. The counselor uses interviewing skills such as reflection with selective emphasis, active listening, empathy, and asking clarifying questions to help ensure the client's goals are effective. Confirm the client owns their goals. A key to goal ownership is the ability to state the goal in the first person. I will live within my means by making a spending plan and living by it. The use of my goal is also satisfies this requirement. A goal that is under the client's control will not be one that requires other people to do things, such as a spouse or partner, a dependent, an employer, or a government agency. A goal should not come from the counselor, such as you should make a spending plan and live by it. Clients are less likely to follow through on the actions needed to achieve goals unless they are the ones to set the goals. The goal cannot be to get the counselor to tell the client what to do. The goal needs to be something the client owns. However, the counselor can help the client to get clarity on their goals if the client is feeling ambivalent. The counselor can provide the space and be a sounding board so the client can work through their thoughts and feelings on the topic to identify what they want to do. Example, Ed is a client in his 50s. Ed says, "My daughter wants me to co-sign on a loan for a chef school, but she never sticks with one thing for long. What should I do?" The counselor can start with, "What options have you considered so far?" "Ed, well, I came to see you." "Counselor, that's a great first step." "What other options can you think of, Ed?" "Ed, well, I could co-sign on the loan, but she didn't help me pay back the last one." "Counselor, what else could you do?" "Ed, I could use some of my retirement savings to pay for tuition." "Counselor, let's come back to these options in a bit. Anything else?" "Ed, I could talk to my daughter." "Counselor, we can explore each of these options together. Let's take a moment to consider which one you think is best based on everything we've discussed. There's no need to rush the decision-making process. I'm here to support you as you determine what is best for you. It's okay if you are of two minds about it." "Ed, that's a good way of putting it. Part of me wants to pay for my daughter's chef school and for her to succeed, but part of me does not want to pay, and that part also knows I can hardly afford it. I just don't know how to tell my daughter that." Stating goals in positive terms is important from a motivational perspective to focus on what you want to do rather than on what you don't want to do. Thinking about not doing something tends to make people think of just that thing. A positive goal provides the client with direction on what to do. A problem is usually stated negatively. While a client accepting they have a problem that they need to solve is an important step, a problem is not a goal. A goal is the opposite of a problem. From a problem, "I can't afford health insurance," to a positive goal, "I will explore health insurance options." If the client has not identified goals up to this point but only shares problems or expresses ambivalence, the counselor could use interviewing techniques to help elicit some goals. Here are two examples. Miracle questions, the counselor could say, "If you woke up tomorrow and the issues we have discussed were gone, how would you know? How would this show up in your life?" This question connects the future outcome with a day-to-day benefit, or if it does not, that may not be a goal that is genuine and relevant to the person. The counselor could use reflection to emphasize different parts of the client's responses, such as how the change would impact their work, community involvement, family life, or ability to do hobbies. Exception-finding questions. The counselor could say, "There were times you mentioned when you were able to avoid this problem. Tell me more about what you were thinking or feeling that helped at those times." This strategy can be used when people have long had certain habits. They may not be able to recall a time in their life when they did not have that habit. Still, there were probably moments when they did something different from their habitual behavior. Focusing on those instances can impact the session in positive ways. The client considers evidence that they can act differently. It is possible for them to do something other than the habit that they want to change. The client can investigate what circumstances led to the beneficial habits or behaviors they would like to cultivate. They can use that as a model for future tasks. The interview can then focus on behaviors or feelings that worked for the client and can be the basis for goals. Such processes can lead to client goals that are under the client's control because they follow another principle. The goals may focus on the client's actions or behaviors they want to live by. For example, to help me live within my means, starting with my next paycheck, I will write down each of the things I spend money on and circle anything that is not a need. Then the paycheck after that and beyond, I will cut out at least two of those circled things.